So that's it. This is your plan, Artemis said. Spam the entire oasis asking for help? More or less, yeah, that's the plan. And you really think everyone will just show up and help us fight the Sixers, she said, just for the hell of it? Yes, I said, I do. H nodded. He's right. No one wants the Sixers to win the contest, and they definitely don't want IOI to take control of the Oasis. People will jump at a chance to help bring the Sixers down, and what Gunter is going to pass up a chance to fight in such an epic, history-making battle? But won't the clans think we're just trying to manipulate them, Shoto said, so that we can reach the gate ourselves? Of course, I said, but most of them have already given up. Everyone knows the end of the hunt is at hand. Don't you think most people would rather see one of us win the contest instead of Sorrento and the Sixers? Artemis considered it for a moment. You're right. That email just might work. Z, H said, slapping me on the back. You are an evil, sublime genius. When that email goes out, the media will go apeshit. The word will spread like wildfire. By this time tomorrow, every avatar in the Oasis will be headed to Thonia. Let's hope so, I said. Oh, they'll show up all right, Artemis said. But how many of them will actually fight once they see what we're up against? Most of them will probably set up lawn chairs and eat popcorn while they watch us get our asses kicked. That's definitely a possibility, I said. But the clans will help us for sure. They've got nothing to lose. And we don't have to defeat the entire Sixer army. We just have to punch a hole through it, get inside the castle, and reach the gate. Three of us have to reach the gate, H said. If only one or two of us make it inside, we're screwed. Correct, I said. So we should all try extremely hard not to get killed. Artemis and H both laughed nervously. Shoto just shook his head. Even if we get the gate open, we still have to contend with the gate itself, he said. It's bound to be harder to clear than the first two. Let's worry about the gate later, I said, once we reach it. Fine, Shoto said. Let's do this thing. I second that, H said. So, you two are actually going to go along with this? Artemis said. You got a better idea, sister? H asked. She shrugged. No, not really. Okay then, H said. It's settled. I closed the email. I'm sending each of you a copy of this message, I said. Start sending it out tonight to everyone on your contact list. Post it on your blogs. Broadcast it on your POV channels. We've got 36 hours to spread the word. That should be enough time for everyone to gear up and get their avatars to Thonia. As soon as the Sixers catch wind of this, they'll start preparing for an assault, Artemis said. They're going to pull out all the stops. They might just laugh it off, I said. They think their shield is impregnable. It is, Artemis said. So I hope you're right about being able to shut it down. Don't worry. Why should I be worried? Artemis snapped. Maybe you've forgotten, but I'm homeless and on the run for my life right now. I'm currently logged in from a public terminal at an airport, paying for bandwidth by the minute. I can't fight a war from here, much less try to clear the third gate, and I don't have anywhere to go. Shoto nodded. I don't think I can stay where I am either. I'm in a rented booth at a public manga cafe in Osaka. I don't have much privacy, and I don't think it's safe for me to stay here if the Sixers have agents out looking for me. Artemis looked at me. Any suggestions? I hate to break it to you guys, but I'm homeless and logged in from a public terminal right now, too, I said. I've been hiding out from the Sixers for over a year, remember? I've got an RV, H said. You're all welcome to crash with me, but I don't think I can make it to Columbus, Vancouver, and Japan in the next 36 hours. I think I might be able to help you guys out, a deep voice said. We all jumped and turned around just in time to see a tall, male, gray-haired avatar appeared directly behind us. It was the great and powerful Og, Ogden Morrow's avatar. And he didn't materialize slowly the way an avatar normally did when logging into a chat room. He simply popped into existence, as if he had been there all along and had only now decided to make himself visible. "Have any of you ever been to Oregon?" he said. "It's lovely this time of year."